This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. The Skype username here is lrn.fm, and you can join us over Discord at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
As we continue here, Melanie, you had actually had a request, I guess, online from some listener to talk about Bitcoin and the Bitcoin price, which as of today had fallen, I think, was it below 7,000 at one point today? It's definitely been skirting with the $6,000 range as a it's been on a huge drop over the last month or so, coming down from as high as about 19 to 20,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. As I said, right now, at around a third of that, at about $6,000 or $7,000 per Bitcoin. And a lot of people are, I think, legitimately concerned about this, especially people who are new to cryptocurrency, and especially the people who bought when it was, you know, $15,000, who are now seeing their holdings half in value. So that can be pretty frustrating, and as they were pointing out this afternoon on LRN.fm on the Call to Freedom, those of us who've been around cryptocurrency for a while, we know these things have happened before. I know. The high of 20,000 didn't happen before. That happened for the first time in December, so that specific thing hasn't happened before, but the drops, the dramatic drops have happened before, and it's important to keep in mind perspective on this. Now, there's no guarantee that it's going to come back. Obviously, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But if past performance is any indicator, and it may not be, you know, mind you, I'm not an investment advisor or anything like that. This is just my observations of the Bitcoin price over time. If past performance is any indicator, then just take it easy. Just chill out. Don't freak out. Don't sell whatever. If you bought something at, you know, $15,000 and you sold it at $7,000, well, you know, you lost. But if you hold on, which is what many of us have done over the years, is just hold on to the Bitcoin, to the cryptocurrency, whatever it is, because almost all of them are down, and right, down significantly. The entire cryptocurrency marketplace is down across the board.
But so are stocks, and that's something that a lot of people seem to be glossing over. They're like, see, look at that Bitcoin. It's down. Yeah, but the Dow Jones Industrial Average has lost more in the last 2 days than any other two-day period throughout history.
Yeah, I saw that headline at Drudge, and I thought that was an interesting coincidence. I wonder if that is just a coincidence or if there's some sort of geographic event that has happened. You know, did the dollar all of a sudden get stronger? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. So, like, why is it that they would both go down at the same time? They don't necessarily track one another, so that's, you know, you can't compare those two at any other time.
They might contain a lot of the same stocks, though.
Bitcoins aren't stocks.
Right. No, she's saying the Dow Jones.
Right, you're saying the Dow Jones went down, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency went down. You were bringing up the fact that Dow Jones went down and Bitcoin has also gone down. I'm simply pointing out
silver. Basically, all commodities and stocks are going down right now.
Why is that, though? I mean, I'm not asking you because you know, but I'm just asking.
I'm not a financial person, so any answer I give is pure speculation.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily asking you.
Well,
Mark Edge had a really good thought during our social Sunday yesterday, to where he was saying that because the Bitcoin future things got rolled out a couple months ago and people could sort of speculate of, oh, well, because I'm buying a future of what the price is going to be in 3 months, I can buy it at 10,000 and then manipulate the price to where it winds up hitting there. And then, you know, like, you've got all kinds of smart people that do all of these weird shady things to where they manipulate prices of stuff. I don't know if that's happening. It might be. There's also speculation that because Chinese New Year is coming up in a couple of weeks, people are winding up, you know, trying to cash out of things and liquidate so that they've got money for the big party.
They say that happens every year. John McAfee posted on his Twitter today, I happen to see this, where he showed the charts from like the last 4 years that showed the price of Bitcoin going down in this time frame,
right,
and then over time going back up later in the year. And so that's what I'm saying. Just you know, my recommendation, not an investment advisor. This is just what I'm doing. So, you know, take that as you may, is I will be holding on to the Shire Free Church's cryptocurrency. I was tempted, like when it started to go down, like, oh crap, should I sell some of this? And I thought, no, you know, we've got enough dollar funds right now. Let's just hold off and wait and see what happens. This has happened before. These kind of drops, because remember, you go all the way back to 2013, at the very end of 2013. If you look at a long graph of Bitcoin's price over the years,
yep,
you'll see there's like a little, if you compare it to today, you'll see there's like a little bump in 2013.
Right.
And if you go back and you zoom in on that little bump, you'll see that you can see the perspective of what it was like in 2013, where there was this big run up towards the end of the year,
right?
Big run up to around $1,100, which at that time was a record high and a major record high for the price of Bitcoin. And then the tumble, which took a few months, if not several months, to go down from $1,100 to at about $250 per Bitcoin.
Yep.
And now we see a huge drop once again from around $19,000 to today, where we're at several weeks after that peak. We are at about $6,000-$7,000. I don't have it in front of me, Daryl. What was it this morning when you did your news?
About 76.
Yes, it's come down, I think, a little bit since then, because I think I saw it at around 7,000 earlier today.
And I'm pulling up Bitcoin average right now. It's going to take just a second to load, and I can give you a current price.
So the first big drop was from 1,100 to about 250, and now we're floating at about 7,000 from about 19,000. This is a huge drop.
65 right now.
So down even further now.
Yes.
$6,500. Now, again, keep it in perspective. If you look at the price of Bitcoin over the last just 3 months, you'll find that $6,500 was the price of Bitcoin, what, in November? Sometime in November?
Yep, early November.
Right. So, you know, that's how far it's fallen. We're still way above where Bitcoin was a year ago. A year ago, Bitcoin was at about $1,600 or so U.S. dollars per Bitcoin. So you're still talking about multiples of what it was a year ago. So do keep it in perspective. This isn't the end of the world. Cryptocurrency is still in its incipient stages. This is still a concept that for most people, it's brand new. They don't know what cryptocurrency is. They don't know where to begin with it. They don't know.
You probably shouldn't invest in assets if you don't know what they are.
That's good advice.
But not everybody that has some Bitcoin has invested in Bitcoin. So there's a difference between having something and having it as an investment.
Right, yeah, okay.
I have small amounts of gold and silver. I'm not investing in gold and silver. I just have some.
Are you trading in gold and silver? Because it's kind of the dichotomy.
I did not necessarily buy it for the purpose of I'm going to retire off of this.
You don't have to buy.
Make it not an investment.
Yeah, I agree with Melanie. It's an investment because you have the chance of gaining and the chance of losing.
You're not using it as a consumable good. You're not like using it as a product. You're not using it as a currency. So
if you're sitting on,
I have used it as currency.
Yeah, but pretty rarely.
And you know, cryptocurrencies. It's right there in the name. I use that as currency on a regular basis.
It can be a currency and an investment at the same time, and that's what cryptocurrency and gold and silver are. So, Melanie, the concern was sort of about the price. Was that generally what the emailer or whatever?
Somebody messaged me, said, talk about Bitcoin and why the price is dropping, and I'm like, I am
not
qualified to do that.
I've pulled up what the rate. I'm on the BitcoinAverage.com website right now. Scrolled back on their chart 1 year ago, February 5th, 2017, the average price of Bitcoin was $1,036.89.
Wow. $1,036. And back then, that was like, woo! We're getting close to a record high.
Right.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Story from the New York Times is rubbing it in the face of Bitcoin. As Bitcoin bubble loses air, frauds and flaws rise to the surface. We'll see what the Times has to say on likely an attack against Bitcoin here. They're dancing on the grave. Is it all over? It's Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN 66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN 66 to 543-543. That's FUN 66 to 543-543.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk. Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
Also, if you want to get the basics about Bitcoin, the best place to go is Bitcoin.com. That's easy enough to remember. Bitcoin.com. They will give you the info on what cryptocurrency is all about. So you can have a basic understanding of Bitcoin. So you can maybe be more informed when it comes to making a decision about whether or not you might want to acquire some Bitcoin or some other kind of cryptocurrency. So go to Bitcoin.com to get started. If you're not brand new, you'll also find Bitcoin.com useful simply because it is loaded up with all kinds of news headlines. They've got news.bitcoin.com, which is where you can go to get the latest headlines from the world of the Bitcoin universe, which is a very deep and interesting world. Highly recommend that you check it out over at news.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we'll, of course, take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing Bitcoin here. People are wondering about the price. I mean, we were crowing about how exciting it was to see it running up to 10, 15, almost 20,000 U.S. dollars per Bitcoin, and it absolutely was exciting. But some people were saying this is a bubble. Others were saying it's a growth curve. And I still think that it is on the growth curve side of things. It's just that Bitcoin has taken a tumble, as it tends to do. It's a big one. There's no doubt about it. But is it the biggest one that we've ever seen? Well, it may not be over yet. It may be down to $5,000 tomorrow. It may go below $5,000. Who knows? Maybe Bitcoin's tumbling is going to be an opportunity for one of the other cryptocurrencies to rise up and give it some serious competition. Now, what we have seen is that the other cryptos tend to follow Bitcoin's lead, not that they're taking their own lead. But who knows when that's going to change? Maybe 2018 won't be the year of Bitcoin Core as we know it, BTC, which, it's been interesting to watch all of this happen. Melanie, you've had people asking you about it online. You say that we're not, you said in the Discord that we're not, what, qualified to talk about these matters?
That's not what I said. I feel like people a lot of the time ask me for advice that I'm not qualified to give. Mm-hmm. And I have people ask, I am not a financial analyst.
Nope. You're an accountant.
Yeah.
You can analyze numbers.
Even the financial analysts don't know exactly why. Because in order to know why the price is going up or down means that you would have to wind up having conversations with every person who is buying or selling at that given time and then try to calculate statistically, what the motivations are. Anything else is speculation.
Right. But somebody's asking me to analyze a market that I know nothing really about. People call into the show and demand that I give them family law advice, even after I tell them that I'm not qualified to do that.
There's no doubt.
It gets kind of weird.
But who is qualified?
People in that field.
Well, you have Bitcoin, don't you?
Yeah, that doesn't make
sense. Well, you're in the field. You've got some Bitcoin. They're asking you about something they don't know anything about. You at least seem like somebody who knows something because you've taken the time to either accept it as payment for your accounting services or some other way have invested in or have purchased Bitcoin. And so from their perspective, you're the expert.
Okay, but does everybody who's holding reserve notes, does that make them an expert on the Federal Reserve?
It doesn't. And I'm not saying that you're an expert on Bitcoin. I'm saying that compared to them, you're an expert. You're somebody who has this thing. You've at least gotten enough knowledge together onto why you want to have this thing. And so you're somebody to whom they can ask questions. Now, I agree with you. The right thing to say to people is, hey, look, I don't know what the hell's going to happen tomorrow or in the next 10 minutes with Bitcoin. I don't know if the price is going to go up. I don't know if the price is going to go down. But I do know one thing, and that is that holding Bitcoin over time has been an effective strategy. And once again, it may not continue to be an effective strategy. This could be the end of Bitcoin. It could tumble from here and go to zero. I think it's always important to point out that you don't ever want to put in something or invest something into whatever it is.
Yeah, the SEC had to come out and tell people that.
Yeah,
apparently people are mortgaging their houses to buy Bitcoin, which is
it's crazy.
Mortgaging your house for almost any reason
bad
other
idea.
Than to buy it is a bad idea.
Yeah, bad idea.
I mean, that's, even if Bitcoin went up, what are you going to do? Sell the Bitcoin to pay the mortgage off? I mean, this doesn't...
Well, yeah, that's what you would do. That's the idea, is you buy Bitcoin in order to then make a bunch of money on it. But, of course, if somebody mortgaged their house at $15,000 per Bitcoin, they are hurting real bad right now.
And even if it went up to 30, they still would be, because, are you going to sell it short term? Or are you going to mortgage your house
sell it off and then you'd still have some Bitcoin
left?
Because
that's incredibly ridiculous.
Right. I mean, it's a highly risky thing.
Because you have to still pay off the mortgage, so if you're going to hold the Bitcoin, this still doesn't work, even if Bitcoin goes...
Well, no, you hold the Bitcoin until it goes up, and then you sell some of it, and you pay off your mortgage, and then you have a paid-off mortgage and Bitcoin. I mean, I get why somebody would want to do that. They were feeling confident.
Because they're insanely... Okay, look, I understand that I am risk-averse, but that is just beyond any measure of reasonability.
No doubt, no doubt. Which is why it's important to have us on the air. Right. Which is why, you know, we're as qualified as anyone else to talk about this, meaning that, you know, nobody's an expert on what Bitcoin's going to do. I don't care if
people who know something about cryptology are probably more qualified than me.
You can know about cryptology to talk about cryptology, but we're talking about the price. And you can know everything you want about cryptology, and it has nothing to do with
the product, which is something that I'm not qualified to evaluate. Mm-hmm. Is relevant to the price of the product.
Sure. And we know the quality is there, because if it wasn't there, the price would be, you know, through the floor. It would be a penny if there was no value to the product.
That's not necessarily true.
One of the reasons why Bitcoin's price is high is because its cryptology is good. If Bitcoin's cryptographic security was crap, then you wouldn't be able to trust it. You wouldn't know that it was going to make it to its destination when you sent it there. You wouldn't know that somebody was going to or was not going to duplicate your transaction or commit fraud and pretend as though they're you.
I just kind of tried to, and my position used to be, I'm going to tell you that this is not my field and then give you the best answer that I can give you, but I'm kind of getting to the point where I think I need a question, like, should I do that? Because people are kind of giving me more credence in fields that I know nothing about than maybe they should. Or maybe I should just continue to say that and let stupid people be stupid. I don't know.
I think as long as you're up front and say, hey, look, you know, I'm not an engineer. I didn't design this thing, but I have some of it, and here's what I'm doing. I'm holding on to it. If you want to do that, then you will also either win or lose in the same way that that I am winning or losing. That's not investment advice. It's just what I'm doing. And so, you know, you decide how to handle these situations. Get as much input from as many places as you possibly can. And it's a legitimate thing for us to talk about this because we're users of Bitcoin.
And I'm not saying that we shouldn't talk about Bitcoin. I'm just saying that we are...
You said we weren't qualified.
I'm saying specifically myself... But
we are
really
qualified to talk about Bitcoin just as much as anybody else is qualified.
We're not qualified to explain why the price is rising.
No one's qualified to do that.
Drop it.
Because
I think that's what Melanie's point was.
There's more coming up here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. soap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you dial in toll-free and bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. Also, you can Skype in. Skype username lrn.fm. The Discord on-air call-in line is available for you as well. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. And T and Melanie and Daryl in the studio with you here tonight. We're talking about, the a Bitcoin price, and whether or not we're even qualified to talk about it. Now, of course we are, just as much as anybody else who has an opinion on something is.
Okay, so I'm not telling people not to have opinions or speculations outside of their field.
Yeah.
I do worry, though, about kind of misrepresenting myself as being qualified outside of what my field actually is.
Anyone's qualified to comment on the price of a thing. I think it's responsible to remind people that no one really knows. And I don't care how educated somebody is. I don't care how long somebody's been in the field or how technologically adept they are or how much of an engineer they are. We, as Daryl pointed out before, you don't know anything about why a price does what it does, no matter how educated you are, because you can't know all the reasons why somebody is buying or selling. Hold on. Because you can't know all of the reasons why in any moment, at any fraction of a second, why all of the different transactions are happening, what the motivations are behind the buying and the selling going on. So we really have no idea. We can wildly speculate, but that's about the best that
we
can do.
Question every single buyer and seller of a product, but we can generally know that, you know, swimming pools sell more in July than they do in January and that you sell more Christmas trees in November and December.
And there tend to be price dips in the early portions of the years, according to some people who've analyzed those things. But that also doesn't mean that just because last year or the year before there was a price dip means that this is a price dip. This could be the crash. This could be the end of Bitcoin. Or it could be yet another price dip, as we've seen so many countless times. And I think that's the advice here. And if there is an advice, and we're not, you know, legal analysts, right, we're not Bitcoin experts, we're not investment advisors.
Cryptocurrencies are not seasonal items like swimming pools,
right,
and pool noodles and Christmas trees.
Of a case in which you can know why a price of something went up or down.
You can look at history, and you can say this goes along with the historical trends, but you still can't really know for sure if it's going to be one of those trends or if it's, you know, the crash of the swimming pool market or, in this case, the crash of the Bitcoin market. All you can do is look and say, look, this is what happened in the past. We don't know if that's what's going to happen in the future, but here's what we're individually deciding to do. I, on the behalf of the Shire Free Church, which has some Bitcoin holdings, am deciding to hold on to them. Are you guys going to hold, or are you going to sell?
I'm not going to sell. I'm going to buy if I can.
Okay. I'm going to continue using crypto as currency, like I have been doing.
Let's go to the phones, to the phone. We got Mark on the line on Skype. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys.
Hey there.
I'm going to lead with an insult.
All right.
Okay.
Sorry, Melanie, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's right.
About what?
Well, about everything she's been saying so far. Everything you guys have said has been pretty much 100% wrong.
What part?
Okay. Well,
we've been on the air for almost 3 hours here, dude. So, you know, what part of what we've said?
What you've been saying about knowing about why Bitcoin's going up and what it will do later, or any of the financial instrument, you can know this stuff. Particularly
you can?
Bitcoin. Absolutely.
People who are experts can.
Nobody's an expert on what Bitcoin's going to do tomorrow. Are you claiming to be an expert?
Financial instruments, they can be.
Wrong, yes. You can know why it's doing stuff. Now,
how?
Very easily. The reasons that people buy or sell Bitcoin is what you're looking for. Now, timing is an issue, okay? You never can know when people are actually going to move on something unless there's a very specific reason for it. But one thing you can clearly do with Bitcoin, which is very difficult to do with other things, is you can track to see where the purchases are made from. The blockchain's readily available. So I'm just giving you an example of something.
Right,
that
but that doesn't tell you
do
why
know.
Somebody is buying. Some
yes,
person
you do.
Might
yes,
buy
it does.
To give Bitcoin to their grandson. One person might buy it because they want to purchase
again,
things on
you
the
guys,
Silk Road.
You guys have no clue what you're talking about, and you're making blanket statements that are based on absolute lack of knowledge.
Yeah, that's all we've said is we don't know what we're talking about. So,
yeah, but you're not. But you're saying.
But we're just as qualified because nobody else knows what they're talking about either.
Wrong.
So, can you tell me
wrong.
How you know what
that
you're talking
wrong.
About, sir?
Yes, having actually contributed to creating some of this stuff for the last 40 years, and
wow, you were creating Bitcoin 40 years ago.
Bitcoin's been around since 2009.
Distributed. Client-server computing systems and economic models.
Uh-huh. What's that have to do with how people are buying and selling on the Internet?
Did you hear what I just said?
Yeah, you said you're an expert because you've been around for 40 or 50 years in the field. How does that have anything to do with what people are buying or selling on the Internet?
Listen to what I said. So my point that I've been trying to make to you right now is that you guys keep making these absolute statements, which are based on absolutely nothing.
What, the absolute statement of we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow? That's not an absolute statement.
That is true. But that nobody can know is wrong. That is not true.
Nobody can know unless they're a psychic.
No, that's not true.
Can you explain to me how somebody would know what's going to happen tomorrow with Bitcoin? Because if so, they can make all kinds of money by betting on what's going to happen tomorrow.
Sure, absolutely. And I will give you an example of how I use this exact same symbol. If you know that someone is going to buy or sell, then you absolutely know what's going to happen.
Well, how would you know what people are going to do tomorrow?
Okay. Listen to what I said. I didn't say people. And actually, there are reasons to know why people will do it. I said a person. If you know that some person with a large amount of money is going to make a trade, you know that it's what impact it can have.
Okay.
That can be well known. Now, regarding people, you have to understand if they are going to act as a group. So here's an example I used to use when trading stocks for in the tech industry. I was a consultant for a bunch of different companies in Silicon Valley. Now, one thing you got to know is that Silicon Valley is 3 hours behind the East Coast. And people don't come into work at 9 o'clock, or they definitely don't come into work at 4, it's 8 o'clock. But, so they're a little late. And when they do come in, at least all those big companies, at that time, all of the people had stock options. And the first thing they would do, they'd turn on their computers would come up, and it would tell them the price. So, if now at 9 o'clock-ish when they came into work in West Coast time, that was lunchtime in New York. Mm-hmm. And the trading had sort of come to a lull. The traders were off to lunch. Well, what would happen is, based on whether it was high or low, people would either cash in their options or not. And they would get a spike based on whatever was going on. And I knew the reason why. It's because all these people came in, saw this, put their trades in, had the spike, then the traders came back from lunch and would respond to it. So there was this little gap where you could know with very high probability, certainty, what was going to happen.
You could speculate. You couldn't know.
No. This was not speculating because
it's always speculating. Until it happens.
Okay, so you're kind of setting up a false dichotomy, Ian, of 100% certainty and 0% certainty. You can have a qualified opinion, not a qualified opinion, but a opinion as a qualified person. So if I'm telling you, you know, how good emotions to suppress is, my opinion on that is more valid than the guy down the streets. Whereas
that has nothing to do with predicting prices of
his opinion on an engine is more valid than mine. You can, and it's not 100% because most things aren't ever 100%, but it's close enough to where you know what you're doing versus you don't know what you're doing.
I don't buy it that anybody knows the future of cryptocurrency based on even, you know,
people can make educated guesses, and that's all it is an educated guess.
Yeah. If you want, Mark, stand by, because, you know, you claim to know something that other people don't. More on the way here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I'm just, you know, my position is I don't know enough. I don't know enough about what people want, what people are doing, what people are thinking, to have any idea what the future holds. I hope the price of Bitcoin goes up. I hope the cryptocurrency world goes up. I think it will, but I don't know.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And in the studio with you here tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
So, unfortunately, the caller who was on the line who was saying we were wrong about everything and that he believes that he can predict the future with Bitcoin has dropped off the line, unfortunately. But Melanie, you sounded like you were on his side. Are you saying that you agree that you can predict the future?
I don't know if it... I will say that about other financial instruments. I will not definitively say that about crypto because I don't know. But I'm not willing to say that just because I don't know how to do it, therefore means it cannot be done.
Yeah, see, I don't believe that you can predict the future when it comes to what thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people are going to do. That's what the price is of Bitcoin. It, you know, if you go to BitcoinAverage.com, it shows you, /USD, it'll show you the what they claim is the average price of Bitcoin based on averaging together different markets that at any given moment, at every second, are having transactions and trades go on those marketplaces. Each market has a price based on those trades that are going on at any given moment. And at any given moment, you can average those prices together to come up with the Bitcoin average price. That price changes moment to moment, minute to minute, based on what people are doing within those minutes. And those people are all doing things differently. Some people are selling because they see the price going down. They're panicking and they want to get out. Other people are seeing the lower prices. You said, Melanie, you're buying Bitcoin because of the low price. Others are snatching up those Bitcoins at low prices and, because it's a great deal.
And then some people have trading bots that, Litecoin went up relative to Bitcoin.
Trade.
So therefore trade.
Sell. Buy.
That, the other. So there's no way to know why the price is doing X,
right,
unless you figure out the rationale behind every single trade.
You don't even have to figure out the rationale. You have to figure out what they're going to do. So if I know that toy sales are going to go up in December, and I do know that, I don't have to know that this guy's buying toys because he thinks he's morally obligated to buy Christmas presents.
Well, you can't buy toys. You could buy stock in a company, but just because toy prices or toy sales...
No, you can go to Toys R Us and buy toys and then sell them on eBay.
I don't know if that's what you're talking about. Is that what you're talking about doing, or are you talking about investing in, like, corporations?
No, buying toys at Walmart or whatever.
And then selling it later for a profit?
No. And then
she's just saying more toys get purchased in November and December.
I thought we were talking about investing on prices of things here. So that's not what you were referring to.
Okay, but they're still prices. They're not, like, even though the government treats them separately, they're not magically special just because one's a product and one's being consumed and one's...
But you were saying, you said toy prices were going up. I thought you were referring to, like, some sort of stocks or whatever.
Sales were going up.
Well, sales would be lowering prices.
Okay,
so generally during...
For most things are going to go up in December anyway.
Not necessarily true. Prices go down in December. You look at the price of a PlayStation 4. I think it was Walmart put it on sale for $200 during a very, very short time frame, and they sold out instantaneously. Some things go down in price because people are competing during the holiday season. The competition is very hot and heavy. So again, you know, nobody knows what they're talking about.
A market that's been around for a long time, you can, and that does
you can look
have
at trends.
Stable trends. You can look at it and say what it's going to
do. And some people have looked at the trends in Bitcoin and have said that they think that it's just a temporary price dip. But that's just looking at a trend and making a prediction. It's just speculation. And even if you've spent years of your life, as this guy, you know, the last guy that called in, claimed he's been in this for 40 or 50 years, even if you've been spending years of your life looking at price trends, you may indeed be more educated on the history of price trends than the average person. But that doesn't mean you know what's going to happen tomorrow. You can have spent all of the last 9 years looking at Bitcoin and looking at what the prices have done. And you can say, as John McAfee did today on Twitter, that there's this wintertime doldrum, this early winter doldrums for the price of Bitcoin. And he believes that the exact same thing is happening in this case. But he's just speculating.
All prices are is human behavior, and you can predict human behavior in large enough populations.
I can predict that a large portion of the population in the United States will eat at least one meal tomorrow between noon and 9 p.m.
You're really going out on a limb there. You can make predictions, but you're still just predicting and speculating. You may be predicting based on some past performance, but you don't know what's going to happen.
Means that you're basing your predictions on nothing. It means that
No, it doesn't. You can speculate based on some sort of inputs, based on some data that is being input that you believe because of past performance something is going to happen tomorrow. But you could be wrong. No matter how many charts you've been studying. And I'm going to bring him back on here because I did ask him if he wanted to hang on. Mark is back with us here. He's called in go ahead. Take us to the cleaners here.
Okay. Well, yeah. So actually, you did come around a little bit and say something correct. Now, here's the key issue, and this is really important. If you're trying to base it off of what has happened in the past, but you don't know why it happened, then, yeah, you are completely clueless about what's gonna go on. Past has no relevance. What you're looking for is the reason why it happened.
There are thousands of reasons why people buy and sell things.
That's not the issue, though. What you want to look at when you're looking at things in a large basis is what is going to affect a large basis. Now, each individual person, you could know that individual person, what's going on in their lives, and know what that individual person will do. But that's not what we're trying to look at when we're looking at overall prices for something with thousands or millions.
Yeah, and we're saying you can't know. Daryl and I have said you cannot know the individuals, the thousands of them that make up those large prices. You can't know what the hell they're doing.
You don't need to know the individuals. What you need to know is the big things that will cause individuals to make big choices. You're looking at big things, not little things.
Even there, you still don't know what things are going to happen.
Well, but that's what you're looking for. You're looking for things that you do know will happen, and then you know how people will respond to those things.
But people respond differently. Some buy, some sell, based on events.
Now, you see what you just did? You just made a logical fallacy. You flipped it on me, and I was explaining it to you. You want to look at big things, but you just flipped it back to little things. In the aggregate, people will do certain have a certain reaction.
You're predicting, you say situation. You know what people are going to do. I'm saying I don't know what people are going to do.
You can, both of those statements can be correct. You understand that, right?
Right. Absolutely.
No, I don't believe that he knows what people are going to do. I don't buy that.
What are people going to do tomorrow with Bitcoin?
Now,
since you can know what can happen.
Since he's right about everything and we're wrong about everything. Go ahead.
Okay, again, a logical fallacy that you just used.
No, you're the one who said
you've been
wrong about everything.
You're the one that said that you've been studying this for 40 years and you know what's going to happen. So tell us what is going to happen.
Okay, again, you can know. I said very early on, the first point is that timing can be very tricky. But what you can know is if you know that something's going to happen, some event, for instance, China is going to put a law into place which bans some uses of Bitcoin, okay? If you know that's going to happen, you know that people are going to react to it, okay? Right. So you can know that. Now, tomorrow, I don't know that there's anything specific going to happen that's going to have a major market effect.
So you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
How often would you know what's going to happen tomorrow?
Frequently.
Wow, you're like a psychic, huh? So you know the future of what's going to happen. Big events. He's predicting all kinds of things.
Because you're taking something that's macro and trying to make it micro. I can tell you that next year, Louisiana is going to have more felony convictions than New Hampshire, but I cannot tell you how many felony convictions Louisiana is going to have tomorrow.
Precisely.
Okay. So now what?
Well, this is the key point. You know, you can know some of this stuff. So when you're talking about big effects, if you know what causes big effects, then you can look for those events to occur.
So what's causing the drop in Bitcoin price, Mr. Know-It-All?
I really don't appreciate the snotty tone.
You know, I don't appreciate you calling in telling us we're wrong about everything, but you're claiming you know what's going to happen in the future, so why don't you tell us what's happening right now? Why is the price of Bitcoin going down, since you seem to be so in touch with the vibrations of the entire universe and the world?
Well, I'm not going to tell you because you're not paying me to do it.
I see. He's got a newsletter. You can sign up for his newsletter. His name's Mark Prophet. Great last name. So, anyway, there you go. We're out of time for tonight.
I don't want his newsletter.
But he knows everything, Daryl. If you just follow his advice, you can be wealthy beyond your wildest
dreams. I'm sure
if
I followed his advice, I'd have never got involved in Bitcoin in the first place until it hit 10,000.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture in the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.